Siri, what's hot in DC music right now?
I'm not sure. You should really check out the Hometown Sounds podcast.
That's a great idea, Siri. Thanks.
Back to the Hometown Sounds podcast. We show you how DC rocks. I'm Tony Pareko.
And I'm Paul Vodra. And that was Louis Lastic with a new song called Reactions. This just came out on a 3-song white label EP that is put out by a website, radio show, and record label called Solection. That's Solection with the word soul in the front of it.
Cute.
Yeah, it's cute. They're based out of LA. That's a free download. I think you maybe have to give them your email address, but whatever. You should totally do that because it's pretty awesome. Do you know what the whole white label thing is, by the way? Do you understand what that is?
No, I have no idea. I thought that it was just the name of a label.
No, it's actually an old DJ thing back, you know, before we had MP3s, when you actually had to press vinyl to take to the DJ gigs and do that. When they would have like a special mix or some track that's not going to come out for a few months and the DJ wants to spin it, and they don't want anybody to know what it is.
Oh.
They will press it and leave the label blank.
Cool.
So if you have something that's a white label, A, you're cool, and B, you have to actually remember what it is because it looks like all the other white labels you have in your collection and you don't know which one it is. So you got to actually, you know, put a little sticky on it and remember what that is.
Thanks for bringing me the context.
There you go. But what's kind of weird is that this thing has a graphic that's like a record and it has all the info on it. So it's not really a white label, but they're calling it that anyway. And it's pretty awesome. This guy, Louis Lastic, he has produced tracks for Goldlink, who is pretty awesomely blowing up right now. That guy played a sold out show at the 930 Club last week and announced that Goldlink's sophomore album is coming out also on Solection later this year. That's after his mixtape that came out in 2014 called The God Complex that people went a little crazy for. I believe that has one or two tracks produced by Louis Lastic. So the guy's making it. It's pretty awesome. Next on the Hometown Sounds podcast, This is new stuff from Night Kitchen.
Could be so muscular, but yet also so elegant at the same time in the same song. Things really turn on a dime a few times on that one. That is the band Night Kitchen with a track called Fever Dream. That is from a new 4-song EP that they put out called Hunger Games. That name, come on, guys, really?
Multimedia tie-in. Let's get some hits from the Google.
And that came out at the beginning of June. It's a name your own price download, so you can grab that. Also, they list themselves on their tags on Bandcamp as being a food wave band. I don't know what that means. I am having so much fun thinking about what it could mean. Like, is it like a band to snack to? Like, what's the story here, guys? I don't know. Fill me in. I dig it, though.
I would really hope that if we went to see them, there would be food. There would be snacks. Bands should have snacks for everybody.
So they're also probably in some way affiliated with a podcast called Live from the Night Kitchen. They feature interviews and performances from bands like Black Rhinoceros, Tomato Dodgers, Atlas at Last, and our faves, Sea Knuckle.
Are we contractually obligated to mention Sea Knuckle like in all of our shows from here on out?
It's really been happening in the last 3 to 4 episodes, I think.
So your next chance to see Night Kitchen, according to Showlist DC, the only DC area show calendar you need to know about in your bookmarks, your next chance is going to be Saturday, September 12th at the all-day Pyramid Fest at Pyramid Atlantic, which I will be honest, I did not know about it until I went to Showlist DC and typed in Night Kitchen. So it's got a really big lineup, including Johnny Grave and 2-inch Astronaut and a band called Knuckleberry Finn.
Actually, I think I looked into this. Knuckleberry Finn is some kind of comedian.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, because I was thinking about, like, you know, Sea Knuckle.
Yeah.
There's going to be another band.
Right.
You know, with a knuckle involved.
Yeah.
But no, it's some kind of a stand-up comedy. You know, usually, you know, everything I've heard about Pyramid Atlantic is that it's all like ambient electronic stuff.
Yeah, it's a Sonic Circuits kind of a thing usually. But, you know, it's an art space and they can have different shows there. But sadly, this will be apparently their last show around the corner from Hometown Sound's North headquarters in Silver Spring before their move to Hyattsville coming up, which means that I will probably never get up that far north.
Yeah, because Pyramid Atlantic, where it is right now on Georgia Avenue, like there's hip stuff like all around it.
Yeah.
And they're going to lose all that to Hyattsville. Not so much of the bustling nightlife over there.
Very sad. I suppose the people in Hyattsville need some cool stuff as well. Right?
Sure.
Right.
We'll give it to you.
Can't hog it all here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let's hear some more music. This is Sarah Curtin. Sarah Curtin with a song called Summer. That is from her sophomore solo album, Michigan Lilium, which just came out this past week. She has been performing and promoting this release a whole lot, and it's been really good. She's been doing a really great job with it.
Yeah, she really has. Yeah. I think she was premiered over at Pop Matters, which is kind of a big deal of a blog.
And CMJ, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so it's everywhere. And I have managed to see her, I think, three times in the last like month or two. Once, of course, at Fort Reno, at the first Fort Reno show of the season. Once she did a solo thing at the 16th Street House, and once at Casa Fulano, which is a house venue hosted by Elena Lacayo of Elena and Los Fulanos. And she's putting on a bunch of house shows And you should definitely find that on Facebook and like it so you can find out about those shows. Because it was nice. It was seated in Mount Pleasant and a really great opportunity to be really up close with some awesome performers in a quiet setting where you can really pay attention.
Rad.
So her band features Ethan Foote on bass, and we featured Ethan's solo project Fields Burning back on the podcast in May. Also, Brennan Palmer plays drums. He's in Taru Taru. And sometimes, if you're lucky, you get Olivia Mancini of Olivia Mancini and the Mates playing guitar.
What I absolutely love about the Sarah Curtin record is that it is such a stark dichotomy to just the preciousness of her other act, The Sweater Set.
Mm-hmm.
It gets kind of dark, kind of moody.
Totally. So the Hometown Live show celebrating the album release is going to be Thursday, August 6th at the Rock and Roll Hotel with The North Country and Stranger in the Alps.
What a lineup.
It is a pretty good bet that our friend Kevin from the Chunky Glasses podcast is going to be at that show, as he's featured all three of those musical acts on his podcast. And he is a big fan of all three of those bands. And it's going to be a great show. And Sarah's really, really excited about it. So you should be too.
Next, it's Brenda.
All the hippos and all the bimbos are going extinct, and there's nothing that we can do. All the blue whales and all the pigtails are becoming just another part of history. Why not me? Chinese aphrodisiac. Viagra from an endangered cat. How do we reproduce without all save a tooth? No more babies, no more rabies. All of these things are disappearing all around me.
From their soon-to-be-released album, The Year of the Manatee, that was Brenda with a track called Extinct. Now, I'm really curious. I have no idea what this record is going to sound like, and here's why. I've been hearing this song be played live for like two and a half years, and this is the same arrangement of when they play it live. Mm-hmm. But then this other track that came out a couple of weeks ago called Snacks was a lot more out there. Impose Magazine compared them to Broken Social Scene, and they really did kind of sound like it, and it was neat. So I'm out to lunch on what this record's going to be like, and I'm kind of excited about that.
Nice. Yeah, I'm a big Brenda fan, and having a good, nice, proper album by them on a label that is DC's own Babe City Records.
It's going to be really fun. And if you want to find out more about Babe City Records, you should definitely listen to, I believe, the third episode of the Splish Splash podcast.
You remembered.
Of course I did. It's really awesome, where you talk to John and Eric of formerly Chimes Records.
Yeah.
And then they renamed it the Babe City Records.
Yep.
And they got a lot of cool stuff coming out. And it's pretty awesome. So that album release show is going to be this coming Thursday at the Black Cat with Babe City label mates Denmate.
Really excited to see that, because she's all like electronic on her demos, but some of the folks at Babe City, they've turned it into a guitar rock act.
Oh, wow.
So I'm kind of jazzed about that. I'm jazzed about that rock.
Hell yeah. And also Baltimore band called Wild Honey.
I checked them out. They're good.
Nice. And even though it's at the Black Cat, it is still part of the In It Together Festival that happens at house venues all this coming weekend. So, you know, why not? It's all part of the DIY music scene here.
Yeah, T-Paul, get it right.
So speaking of house venues, sadly, Bassa Republic, which is one of the more prolific hosts of small basement shows in the area and also the home of Leia Gage from Brenda.
So many good times in that house. So many great shows.
And Andrew Grossman of the North Country. They both are roommates there. And according to Facebook, they're shutting down because the area is being redeveloped. So, boo. That sucks.
Boo.
So someone find a new home for the bathtub and they'll put on more awesome shows in a sweaty basement.
I don't think it's their bathtub, though.
Well, you know, they'll have a new bathtub, right?
I hope so.
I mean, I understand that the whole point of it was that the basement had this weird bathtub just sitting there, and they decided to name the venue after this weird bathtub that was taking up valuable floor space, but whatever. So hopefully they will keep the name.
Yeah. Okay, next. This is a new band called Near Northeast.
Thank you.
That is a band called Near Northeast. It is also a band that I am tremendously excited about. That is a track called Delmarva from a record they put out called Curios, C-U-R-I-O-S, at the end of June. And curious is actually a great adjective that I would use to describe this record. So there's this really elegantly put together, you know, indie pop, kind of in the style of bands like Bell and Sebastian, and I'd say more recently Always, that's, you know, guitars overlaid with, you know, like some cute strings. But then sometimes there's like all these like rustic instrumental folk numbers that remind me of my M Ward phase in my early 20s. And it kind of takes me back and makes me think about thinking about M Ward playing guitar in front of me, like around like a campfire.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice show.
It'd be a nice show.
Nice. That album is a free download, and as they say on the Bandcamp page, it is an album of songs that will serve you well.
Near Northeast is playing the Glow House, which is a DIY spot in sort of the Columbia Heights, Petworth neighborhood, on this Thursday, July 30th, as part of In It Together Fest, just like the Brenda show that night.
Yep.
Also, who's at the Paper House that night?
Paint Branch and Wanted Man.
Jesus. So, yeah, man, I don't know what I'd go see that
night.
You're
either going to have to make some choices or spend some money on some Ubers.
Yeah.
And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. And we wish that you would subscribe to it because that's the best way to get your podcast. And, you know, sometimes we tell you that we would like for you to rate us or leave us stars or whatever. But no, you know what? I'm changing it up. If you want to help us, then tell a friend about the show. Get them into it. Help them figure out how to do podcasts. I was reading this thing the other day that most podcasts are listened to on iPhones, and the reason is that the iPhone has a podcast app on it, and Android phones don't come with a podcast app, so people don't know how to do it. So if you have a friend, especially with an Android phone, and you think they might like podcasts, help them out.
Show them Stitcher.
Yes, or whatever. Go to the Android store, find a good podcast app, maybe give them a couple bucks and buy a decent one. Who knows? But anyway, that's a really great way to help support all of DC music. We're on all the social media at Hometown Sounds. We got a music video of the day on our website and our 24/7 music stream at hometownsoundsdc.com. And listen to that on your smartphone with the free TuneIn app. If you want to email us, submit DC music, sponsor the station, give us feedback, tell us that you love us. Our email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. And of course, please, please, please support all the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music
and seeing them play live
all around town. The last song on this episode is by Jake Starr and The Delicious Fullness. I actually was just thinking about that band name as I was reading it. That's a really fun band name, The Delicious Fullness. That makes me feel like I just ate a really big meal and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm ready to go to bed, but I'm not. I'm ready to rock out. The song is called By the Grace of Mod.
Oh, such clever wordplay.
Oh, yes.
Because that's Mod is what sums up this band.
Absolutely. It is, man, it's some great stuff. This, you can buy the song for $1 on their Bandcamp, or you can subscribe.
This is really interesting.
Yeah, this is a new like Bandcamp feature, I think. You can subscribe to Jake Starr and The Delicious Fullness for $20 a year, and you get this, two other items from their back catalog, and all their music that they put out for the next year. If you really like physical media, you can hunt this song down. It came out on a 7-inch flexi disc as part of their zine Hidden Records Volume 7 and 7, which also features the Insomniacs and another really good band name, Quitty and the Don'ts. Oh, that cracks me up. Do you even know what a flexi disc is, Tony?
Is this something like a white label that...
No, it's because the white labels are for DJs, and this is like back in the day when they would put out like a record, but it was on this really floppy bit of material, and it would be like in a magazine or something like that. But it's a legit record. You put it, it's square, I think, a lot of times, but you put it on a record player and play it, but it's all, it's like floppy.
Cool.
It's retro, so I don't know how expensive those are, but bands should put out flexi discs more often because that's totally awesome. Jake Starr formerly fronted the cheeky fun garage rock band Adam West.
Another fantastic band name.
Well, yeah, of course. That's totally awesome.
So, and also playing music like from the era that Adam West like so,
right?
You know, notably performed his duties as Batman.
Absolutely,
during.
Yeah. So this new band features Sean Crowley and Kathleen Wilson on guitars and backing vocals, Louis Neumeier on bass, and Nathaniel Osgood on drums. And this is a really great song. Thank you very much, Tony.
Thank you very much, Paul.
See you next time.